Yes, sir. We're back. It's the TD and Double D show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? How you been, man? What you been up to, man?
Man, chilling, man. Trying to make it happen. You know me.
Right. No doubt. Here's what's interesting, man. Here's a question. This shit kind of bogs my mind.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine story.
Some of it, but go ahead.
Right, everything going well. You know, you old school. You might not have been following the whole thing. But, I'm looking at the whole thing online. And then, so he's cooperating with the feds, turning in all his boys and all of that.
Despite everything.
Pretty much.
What they do?
Basically, long story short, you know, he was a kid. He got with these Trayvon Bloods up in New York. So getting with them, because he was basically doing his thing on the rap thing, can't front. So getting with them kind of solidified his street cred, right? You know how the whole thing goes. Rapper gets with, you know what I'm saying, the street gang. Now he's you know, big on both sides, because street gangs and rappers kind of went hand and street dudes kind of went hand in hand, even going back to our era. Going back to our era in the '80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Even going back to, because like, okay, Tupac and Biggie, that's what that whole shit was about.
Okay.
East Coast, West Coast, that's what that whole shit was about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we fast forward. So now he's trying to state evidence, and he's gonna get his time, whatever his time is. But the thing is, he was offered a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
Record deal worth $10 million. Right?
$10 million.
So his whole thing is like, yeah, I turned, you know, I had to cooperate with the feds because I'm still trying to salvage my career. I'm gonna do my time, I'm gonna come out, I'm gonna go in the studio. He got a $10 million record deal. The way the technology is now, uh-huh, you can actually do a whole album while you in jail.
Wow.
They got the internet in jail. I was locked up for about a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the internet on jail. This is the most craziest thing you ever want to see. They got a thing where, you know, like just how you pay for your phone calls, you put the money, mm-hmm, or you pay for your phone calls. They got a thing where they got a monitor, and you got inmates on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter right now.
Yes, I have heard of that.
I see that they're
allowing them to record while they're in there.
Yeah, like, you know, they got the, you know, just like they got the little, the webcam.
Uh-huh.
And you got the webcam. Hell, they got phones in there. They got phones in there. That's contraband, but niggas got cell phones in prison. Keep it 100. Yes, they do.
If they put that out, shouldn't that be a way of like, duh, nigga?
Nigga, I just seen this on ABC News tonight. Motherfucker got... Motherfucker got an Amazon package in the prison yard.
What the hell?
Explain that part. They got this nigga on camera. Some shit drops out the sky. He gets the shit, runs on. Yeah.
I did see some shit like that.
Nigga.
A drone or something
dropping. A drone is dropping in the prison yard.
Ain't that a bitch?
Come on. Now. What was the other thing? I just seen something on Instagram where inmates can download and stream music.
Yeah, well, I guess if you got a phone in there,
you know what I'm saying?
Apps that you can use to do it, but once it's released, it should be like, dude, that's just like you taking a picture of you robbing a bank.
Right.
No, we didn't catch you right then and there, but fool, we got footage of you.
Right.
How does that go? That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy to me. So now, mm-hmm, going back to our original thought. Okay. Now he's going to and there's been a couple of rappers that have recorded mixtapes while he was in jail. Gucci Mane had a mixtape come out while he was in jail.
I remember seeing Murder recorded some shit back then. Yes, I have heard of people doing it. How they got away with it, I don't understand. Did they pay off the authorities to turn their head?
Well, I see. Point is, shit is happening.
Yeah, I guess so. That's the bottom line. Let me a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How long was Gucci Mane locked up for?
Can you remember? I'm not exactly sure what it's. I think he did about 3 years, 3-4 years. You have to fact check me on that. I'm not sure.
Right. How hot was he when he came back versus when he went in?
What you mean?
How hot was Gucci Mane? Is he still hot?
I mean, he's still relevant.
He's still relevant?
He's still relevant. He can drop a joint right now. He's like the OG now because he's been in the game. It's been 20 years since he dropped Icy. It's been about 20 years. No, about 15.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But the point is, what kind of message is that sending to the youth, man? Hey, man, I can get out here, do all this bullshit on the street, telling all my boys, and I can be an artist,
talking that shit,
and goddamn it, get out here in the street, and goddamn, I get in trouble. All I do, tell all my boys, and still have a record deal and still be relevant. What part of the, what the fuck?
You know, I'm a skeptic when it comes to shit like that, man. That sounds like better than it probably actually is going to be.
See, we're talking from an old school perspective. From an old school perspective, you know, no snitching was the code.
Yeah.
In the immortal words of Jay-Z, where he said in the song, you know, we're from the era where niggas don't snitch. Y'all in the era where snitching is the shit. And I'll be a motherfucker.
But you know it gets kind of tricky when you're talking about snitching. Snitching was supposedly if you and I were doing something and I got caught.
Right.
And I told on you I was snitching.
Right.
But if it was something that I just had knowledge of, that's not really snitching.
No, we're not even talking about the different terminology. We're talking about straight up, we both in the game, we both doing the crime, and because I don't want to do the time, I'm going to say, yeah, you know, TD, man. TD was my connect, man. I'm going straight Nino Brown or at the end of New Jack City. Yeah, I'm going. It's been the days. I'm going down. Everybody going down.
See, that's the reason why I was asking, how long is he going to be in there? There's so many different variables out there because he ain't going to be able to spend that money like people think. Depending on how long he's in there. Because if it's common knowledge that this fool got 10 there, and he's in a prison, unless he's in protective custody, he's going to be paying out the ass just to stay alive.
He's not in population. Let's keep that. They're not putting him in population. He will never be in population.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And what I'm saying is, it's like where we come from, and we're speaking as OGs. The thing about it is like, nigga, in our day, if we did, we'd have been done over. Ain't no record deal. Ain't nothing. Niggas ain't fucking with you. Labels ain't fucking with you. You just done.
So is his sales going up doing this with the publicity he's drawn to that, or what?
I mean,
that's what I would like to know.
Well, right now,
do they still got love for this cat after he's in this age of stitches get snitches, and he's a known stitch? You mean to tell me the youngest still got love for him?
I mean, right now he's still relevant because everybody's still talking about him. Like you would be, but you're the talk of the town now. So just imagine. So now we would have to see if he decides to drop a freestyle. How would that be? You know, like how would people receive that? And if it's hot, if it's hot on what the kids think is hot, because like we don't really fuck with it. We OGs, we don't fuck with none of his music. But these kids, he got love, and there are people that are still talking about. Oh man, when 6ix9ine did the show in New York, he was the man. He was this. He goddamn tore down the stadium. This is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like none of these kids coming out of New York now have that energy. You know, to me, they just borrowed, he just borrowed his whole style for DMX, if you ask me.
I never really listened to him.
Right. I'm just saying from what I've heard. I just know the songs that they played on the radio and what they play on the internet and all that kind of thing. But if you just listen to him, it's like, That's DMX. That's DMX flow. That's his style. I mean, not so much his flow, but his style. That whole rough, grouchy voice and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, you know what I'm saying? All that drill sergeant type energy.
I never listened to that whole bunch of. I might have heard him and not knew it was him.
No, I'm just explaining to you. If you can, I'm just kind of explaining to you.
Kiki?
Huh?
Is that the guy that make that Kiki joint?
You know, the Fifi. Got that, they got that super soaker. That silly song. Okay. I mean, but him and Nicki Minaj, but that shit was a banger. That shit was a club banger. For the clubs. Like, you know, I worked in the clubs. So that shit was a club banger. You know what I'm saying? So,
you look like the clown.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, with all the rain. But like I said, we're talking from an OG perspective. So, right. It's like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, man, and ain't no telling. Even they interviewed the Game, and the Game is like, man, I can't even. Right. He's saying the same thing we're saying. I don't even know. Because these new kids is like, you know, we don't condone snitching from our era, but this is a different breed.
yeah, apparently it is. But the streets, man, I don't even see how they would even consider him as a blood.
Right.
Unless they are waiting for him to come out to extort his ass.
Well, that's basically, story has it, you know, that's basically, he was basically the one he was basically feeding the sharks. And that's how he got got his cred.
Yeah. Because now.
But, you know, but my thing is, you know, they got him on video, you know, at, you know, doing actual street shit, which in our day, you didn't do that. All the G's we know, them niggas wasn't holding no pistols.
Back in the day, really.
They wasn't popping off at the spot, or, you know, and
man,
if
you... no G's in my hood right now, if I was to go back to Chicago and walk in the barbershop with a goddamn video camera or just a regular telephone taking pictures.
Right.
They'd be like, hey, whoa, hey, hey.
Right.
Seriously, to this day.
Right.
I can remember last year I walked into the barbershop, my brother-in-law owned a barbershop on Stony and shit. I walk in and out there like, hey, wow, niggas, man, you'd have thought I was a lightning. There was a bunch of roaches in there.
Right.
I'm like, you motherfuckers still at it, huh? All
right. Right.
They want to see you delete it. Now everything is for show. And we've been programmed for that. We making it so easy for the powers that be to know what we like and know what we don't like.
You actually get more traction going live on social media as opposed to you putting up your video or just posting a picture.
Yeah.
That live, regardless of what you're doing, oh, that shit gonna get 100 views off the, you gonna get 50 views, 100 views off the rip.
Did you see my post I put on Facebook, Drop the Wine?
Yeah.
Did you see how many hits I got on that?
Right.
Just because of the show, what people thought was blood running on the floor.
Wow.
That was one of the fastest, most viral pics I put on since I had Facebook.
Crazy.
Unless somebody died in my family.
Right.
Or something like that. That's how fucked up we are on we're going to hit on the world we're not going to hit on.
Right.
We'll hit on that. Or friends of friends of friends.
Right.
Just everybody like, oh, look at that. Oh, this might be something tragic. Let me get on this here.
Right.
So, man, we all fucked up. We all fucked up to a certain extent. We desensitized. We learned to give up our morals for money. Period. Yeah. You say shit about, okay, everybody's quick to talk about Kevin Hart or Martin Lawrence or anybody who was wearing a dress. And then once Chappelle came out and blew it all open, he noticed how they was acting.
Mm-hmm.
That was all blown up. Now, you can talk shit about anybody, but you say that about Tyler Perry. Motherfuckers will snap on me.
Well, right
they
now...
talk about my dear is a matriarch.
Well, right
she's
now...
an
not
example
that he...
of the black matriarch.
Right now that he got that motherfucking studio and didn't have none of Hollywood, none of them big time crackers going in on him, that's all his. It's like, it's like,
yeah.